You are listening to Return to Truth Podcast. I am your host, Clint Curry. Thank you for joining me, and thanks for taking the time to listen to this podcast. If this is your first time here with me, then please allow me to welcome you to the show. And if you listened to me before, I appreciate your continued loyalty to the Bible truth, this podcast, and for coming back for more. We are dropping new episodes every single Monday at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. However, next week there will not be an episode. You can expect the next episode after this to be March 24th. So mark your calendars. March 24th will be the next Return to Truth podcast episode. And if you haven't yet listened to our previous podcast episode, please take some time to go back and give it all a listen. You don't want to miss a single episode. We've covered so much as it is already. Okay, with all of that said and out of the way, the title of today's episode is When All Else Fails. When all else fails, don't fail God. When nothing seems to go right in your world, in your mind, don't fail God. When you are faced with an uncertainty that seems impossible to overcome, don't fail God. When all else fails, God doesn't. In other words, don't give up on Him. No matter the trials and tribulations that you face, it's so easy for us to turn away, isn't it? It's so easy to forget where we came from. In the book of Job, we see a tale of an unwavering amount of faith amidst the unimaginable suffering he went through. Within its pages, we discover not only the depths of human endurance, but also of pure loyalty and dedication to the one and only Creator. It's pure, unimaginable faith. As we look deeper into the story of Job, we also see a type of Christ that shines through, giving us a glimpse of who we are to mimic in our own lives. This is the faith of Jesus. So in today's episode, I want to talk about staying true to the one who can see you through anything, to the very end of everything, and keep you from breaking, keep you from falling. We don't have to fall. We can climb higher up and deeper in. Take me higher up, Lord, and deeper in, closer to Thee. Even when there is nothing left for you to stand on, there is always God who can lift you up and you can stand on Him. So with that said, before we begin today's episode, we need to ask God to guide us into a better understanding of His Word. We need to listen to every word that is being spoken and open our hearts so we can listen to the Holy Spirit. So let's start off with a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we call out to Your name. We ask, Father, that You hear our prayer. Father, lift us up as we study Your Word. Guide us on the path, Lord, of safety. Lead us beside the still water. Lord, I pray, I ask now, Lord, that You help us not to turn back to the world. When things get rough, when times can become overwhelming, Lord, help us to look to the light and to follow You no matter the circumstances. Lord, bless all of those listening today. Help us to better understand You. In Jesus' name, amen. Sometimes we are so quick to just give up on life. So quick to just throw in the towel, wave the white flag, and say, that's it, I'm done. No more for me, I'm out, thank you. I feel that way just about every day of my life. Sometimes it doesn't even take much for us to switch sides, does it? If even only for a moment. Just a bite, a taste of what it's like on the other side. Maybe it's not so bad. We tend to join the enemy. Blinded by the battles we face, we retreat. We go the opposite direction. You've been there before, haven't you? When everything seems to go wrong, when things at home, things at school, things at work, things at church, things with friends, things with family, personal things, health things, financial things, everything, what happens? What have people told you to do when this happens? Let's finish the sentence together. When all else fails, what? When all else fails, read the directions, right? Take a nap. Maybe ask Mom. Mom always knows. How about grab a Snickers? How about pray about it? How about take it to the Lord in prayer? How many of you actually get down on your knees and ask God for help? You see, here's the thing. He may not take it away, but He will see you through. And it's better to go through life with God than without God. The truth is that everything else in this life is going to fail you. Your health, your relationships, your job, your finances, your possessions, it doesn't matter. It will happen. Trust me. It will never end. And I'm sorry to be that guy, but nothing in this life is meant to last. Nothing is forever, except one thing. When all else fails, God doesn't. So the point of this is, when it fails, don't turn to sin. Don't turn to the world, but turn to God. Don't turn your back on Him. His love does not fail. His word does not fail. His presence does not fail. His providence does not fail. His strength does not fail. His comfort does not fail. His grace does not fail. His hope does not fail. His wonder does not fail. His promises do not fail. When all else fails, remember that He doesn't. So what did you think? You thought it would be easy, huh? In fact, it's not easy at all. As a matter of fact, it's harder to be a Christian than it is to not be a Christian in this world. But think about that. Why is it? Because when you are doing the right thing, the wrong things are always nearby, waiting to attack you. You see, if you don't have a difficult life as a Christian, I would probably question what it is you are doing with your life. Because let me tell you something. The forces of evil will work overtime against the Christian that is walking with God, even more than the Christian who is not practicing at all. We call them lukewarm Christians, Christian in name only. But you see, when you face challenges in your life, be glad. Because Matthew chapter 5, verse 12 says this, "Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you." You see, when there's resistance, you are doing something right. So my question is to those who are having a peaceful and wonderful life in sin, are you sure you want that comfy life? You sure about that? Are you sure you know who you're following? 2 Timothy 3:12 says this, "In fact, everyone who wants to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted." But it's easy to give in. It's easy to say, "I'm through. I'm done." Our own fears and emotions embodied in our own selfish sin can push us over the edge into darkness, away from the light, away from the one who stands with you through all of it. But how quickly we forget. How quickly we forget who we are fighting for. How quickly we turn our face away from the one who has done everything for us. How quickly we give up our eternal salvation. All because we are staring at the face of a crucible, a trial, a conflict we think is greater than He is. But you know what? Our God is greater than our weaknesses. In fact, it is our weaknesses that reveal how great He really is. We can read here in the book of James, chapter 1, verses 2 through 6. It says, "Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may mature and be complete, not lacking anything. If any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. But when you ask, you must believe and not doubt, because the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea, blown and tossed by the wind." Stay strong in your path to God. Don't turn when the path gets rough. There was a man whose name was Job. He was blameless and upright. He feared God and shunned evil. The Hebrew word blameless means entire, complete, full without blemish. Spotless is another word for it. We can also see that the Greek word found in Matthew 5:48, translated perfect, means finished, complete, having reached its end, and implies being fully grown or mature. So Job is at his peak. We see that Job was also blessed with abundant wealth, a loving family, and esteemed stature. Job appeared to have it all. However, his prosperity was soon eclipsed by tragedy as he faced a series of calamities that tested his faith straight to his core. Satan, the accuser, challenged God, asserting that Job's loyalty was merely a facade born out of divine favor. "Would Job really be faithful to you, God? He has it all. Strip him of everything, and then you will see. Test him. Try him. Put his faith to the test. He will fail you. I know it." Thus God permitted Satan to afflict Job, stripping him of his possessions, his health, and even his loved ones. Yet amidst the rubble of his former life, Job did not falter. Did you hear that? He didn't falter. He didn't turn away. He didn't go into sin. He didn't curse God. Instead, he uttered the immortal words, "Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked I depart. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. May the name of the Lord be praised." You see, Job's suffering, it knew no bounds, and the hand of Satan was on him in full force and power. And even afflicted with painful boils, tormented by grief, and abandoned by his friends, he languished in despair. His once joyful countenance, now marred by anguish, Job cried out to the heavens, questioning the justice of his plight. But Job didn't understand. Job didn't get it. But you know what? Even in his questioning, he held on. He continued to look towards the heavens. "Curse God and die," they said. "Give up. You have failed." But did he? Did Job turn sides? He didn't. As a matter of fact, amidst the tempest of his trials, Job wrestled with doubt and despair. Yet in the midst of his darkest hour, he clung to his faith with a tenacity born of unwavering trust in the Almighty. He declared these words, my favorite verse in the book of Job, and possibly the entire Bible, "Though he slay me, yet will I hope in him." Other translations have it, "yet will I trust in him." In other words, what he is saying here is, even if the worst possibly earthly outcome were to ever happen to me, I would still hope in God. I would still trust in him. I would still hang on. If all else fails, I will not fail him. Now why? Why would he say that? Because my life is his. It's not my own. And it should be our burning desire to say these words aloud. It should be our commitment. Yet we find ourselves, most of the time, running away like Jonah. It's too much for me. So we leave the God we love, and in the process, we take it out on him. We don't realize that, do we? You see, God suffers when we sin. He suffers when we choose death over life. But God says, when all else fails, stand on me. We can stand on God. We don't have to climb back down the mountain. Remember, higher up and deeper in. Psalm 73:26 says, my flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Psalm 63:3, the steadfast love of the Lord is better than life. The story of Job is not merely a tale of ancient suffering. That's what it seems, though. However, there is so much more going on here. It is a timeless testament to the resilience of the human spirit through Jesus Christ. We can have that same resilience, a capacity to withstand and not be shaken. Psalm 16:8 says, I keep my eyes always on the Lord. With him at my right hand, I will not be shaken. Can we say that? Can we say these same things? Are we shaken? In the crucible of affliction, Job's faith remained unshaken. His trust was unwavering. You see, the faith of Job is seen in the fact that even if this somehow results in Job's death, Job will continue to trust in God regardless. He will hold on to his faith and continue to claim himself blameless. Nothing can break the faith of someone so grounded and anchored in the greatness, the goodness, and the glory of God, our Creator. Job may not understand what is going on and why, but he knows that God is always good, always loving, and always trustworthy. Job realizes his pain was not permanent, and that with God, there is always a way of escape. You don't have to give in. Job sure did. And look at all that he went through. Just read through the book of Job and you will understand. As we navigate the trials and tribulations of this life, may we, like Job, cling to our faith with an unwavering determination of faith, trusting in the providence of a loving God who holds us in the palm of his hand. Just picture God holding you in his hands. You see, when all else fails, God's hands will not. Holding yourself in your own hands, however, that will never work. That is all for today's episode. Thank you so much for listening. Don't forget, our next episode will be March 24th, so mark your calendar, set yourself a notification, or better yet, follow this podcast channel to be up to date on every single episode that drops. You don't want to miss this. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram. Just search the name Return to Truth and look for the logo. You can find Return to Truth on many different podcast apps. Just search the name Return to Truth and look for the logo. Follow this podcast channel on any of those apps and websites to stay up to date. And don't forget to then comment and rate. Why? Well, because I want to hear from you. I want to hear what you have to say. Please share this podcast as much as you can. If you'd like to sponsor this podcast, you can. Or if you just want to reach out with a Bible question, feel free to do that. You can reach us at returntotruth@protonmail.com. That's returntotruth@protonmail.com. With all that said, remember to stay tuned to our next episode as we return to truth.